Hey, you guys, if you like the Rise or Rise Together podcast, you're going to love my monthly live coaching series.
What did you just say?
I'm doing a coaching series. I'm like your favorite coach, but with hair extensions and eyelash extensions and a penchant for Beyonce.
What kind of coaching are you coaching?
Okay, thank you for asking. There's actually two different classes. One is life coaching. Those are for people who want to work on their relationship, their health, their personal, all the personal stuff. And then there's something I'm really excited about, business coaching. I've been an entrepreneur for 15 years. I'm really proud of the company that I've built, and I want to share that wisdom with you. So if you own a small business and you want to dig into how to do social media, how to find new clients, how to grow your revenue base, this is how we're going to do it.
I bet they can get more info at theholisco.com.
You sure are right, buddy. You can watch videos about what the coaching series is all about, how you join in, and what is included with your membership. Hi, guys. I'm Rachel Hollis.
And I'm Dave Hollis.
And we're married.
For like 14 years.
And together for 16.
We have kids.
Four kids.
Which is like 1,000 kids.
We've also been foster parents to four kids as well.
We're running a business together.
We do a lot of things.
That is a lot of things.
But we feel like it's possible, we know it's possible, to have an exceptional relationship regardless of the stresses you have in your life.
That's why we decided to do a podcast together.
It's called Rise Together.
So if you want some tips and tricks on how we kind of get through all the things,
this is it.
Come on down.
Here we go. For the first time ever, I launched a coaching series. Both life and business coaching happens once a month for 2 hours for each class. It's me live with women and a few good men from all over the world learning how to pursue a better version of themselves. And I thought it would be fun to give you guys a little sneak peek of what we talk about. So if you're already part of the class, you're going to love this refresher. And if you are curious or you've never heard me talk about it at all before, here's what you can get with my life and business coaching series. You can find out more on theholisco.com. Check it out. Right now you're like, I don't know who I am. I don't even know what I want. I don't know what I'm supposed to do. And you don't even understand that you're not in the right place. So we've got to call our shot and we've got to figure out our destination. And that's what I want to do here today. My intention is that you will leave our time together and you will know what the best version of your life looks like for 2019. What does the best version of your life look like? What is the word or symbolism that would encompass the thing that you're imagining? And how are you going to get there? Are you down for it? Are you here for it? Table. All right, let's jump in. Creating a destination. Now, this is the first thing in your workbook. Those of you who do not have this printed out, do not freak out because it's just a little sentence. It's in your email if you want to print it out, but you don't need it. You can absolutely do it in whatever notebook you have. So don't panic, okay? I want to take you guys through a visualization exercise. I want to call your shot. See, you cannot get from the person you are today to the person you want to be. And that could be a wife, a mama, a college student, someone who's running a company, someone who wants to start a business, a preacher, a teacher, a bank clerk, whatever. You cannot get from where you are to where you want to go if you don't know in vivid detail, not just an idea, but vivid detail, who is it I want to be this year? How do I want to show up? So this is going to be weird because I know that you're all excited and you're watching this live. But what I want to ask you to do is do a visualization exercise with me. And in order to do that, you have to close your eyes. So I am watching you, teachers watching you. So if the chat roll keeps going, I'm going to know that you're not doing the work that you're supposed to be doing. Okay, is that quiet enough that you can hear my voice over the top, but you got a little vibe music behind me? Awesome. How is that, Cam? Can you hear me? Great. Okay, we didn't practice this earlier. So I want you to close your eyes. And I want you to imagine what the best version of you looks like. What does the best version of your life look like this year? I want you to imagine if there were no rules, if there were no limitations, if nothing held you back, what would you achieve this year? Who could you be? If money wasn't an issue, if time wasn't an issue, if you could do anything you wanted to do, and I don't mean be a princess, I don't mean go marry into the royal family, both those brothers are taken. I want you to imagine what the best version of your life looks like. Imagine this person in detail. And I want you to get specific. I want you to watch it like a movie in your mind. What does the best version of you look like? Is she healthy? Is she in shape? Does she take care of her body? Does she love her family? How does this version of you, how does she speak to others? How does the narrative in her mind speak to herself? I'm going to keep talking over this, and I just want you to keep this, like, keep going through everything that you can think of. Be specific. When I did this the very first time, and I envisioned, like, I imagined, you know, I wanted my arms to be strong. I imagined my hair was super shiny. Nobody else is inside your head, so it doesn't matter what your version of you looks like. You got to be honest with yourself right now. The best version of you, what kind of food do they eat? Where do they go for fun? Do they get a massage once a month? Do they go on long runs? Have they Have they signed up for a marathon? Did they join a local choir? What is the best version? Do you have it in your mind? Can you see it like a movie? Now that you've got this idea, I want you to go bigger. See, what happens a lot is that we will limit ourselves. We will decide that if someone else saw this, we've got to play it small. We've got to play it safe. I want you to go bigger. What is a bigger version of the best version of you? There's my music again. Can you see it? Do you know exactly what it looks like? Where does this person live? Who does this person hang out with? What do they do to take care of themselves? Are they healthy? Are they loving? Are they strong? Are they bold? What words would you use to describe the best version of you? Now, you have that clear in your mind. Open your eyes. And I want you, this is the first page of the workbook. Open your eyes. Everyone's opening your eyes. You can write this in any notebook that you have, or if you want to write it on the thing that I gave you. Right here it says, the ideal version of me is. What is the ideal version of you? I want you to write everything that you just saw in your mind. Don't think about it. Don't question it. As fast as you can, get it all, as many details, as much as you can possibly process. Get it down on this piece of paper. You have 5 minutes. 5 minutes to write down all those details. It is so important that you take the time to do this. Dream big. Maybe the visualization felt weird to you and it'll be easier to write it like a diary entry. The best version of me is. My ideal shows up like this. All of those things, I want you to write them down. You have 5 minutes and then we're going to work through it together. Hey guys, someone just said potty break. That is exactly right. I had to put some time in here. I really wanted you to have the time to do some coursework because I know when I go to conferences, a lot of times they're talking so much that they don't give you time to process the things, or they talk and they tell you to process later. But I learn best when it's like teaching, process. So I wanted you to have the time to really write down those dreams and the visions that you have for the year. And now I want us to together talk about, what'd you see? What did you see? And let's start with, what did you see? I don't want to give you too many things at one time. So tell me, what are the things that you saw as you were writing down that vision of the year? Did you see health? Did you see you're getting out of debt? You saw financial freedom. So let me look and see what y'all are saying. What are the things that you talked about? I love all of the reasons for why it was hard, but I want to hear the specifics. Happiness, loving more deeply, losing weight, healthy, happy. You saw like great skin. I love that you saw author. You saw confidence. Love this. What I find is amazing, you guys, look at this thing that's coming through the chat world right now. Even though we have people from all over the world, you're seeing a lot of the same words pop up over and over and over. It doesn't matter where you are or where you come from or how you were raised. So many of us are struggling with the same things. We want confidence. We want love. We want joy. We want to have fun. We want to feel healthy. We want energy. We want to be productive. Those are such important things, but please recognize right now what you need to see in this group chat context right now is that you are not alone. You are struggling with the same kinds of things that women all over the world are struggling with. That's incredible. We have way more in common than we do that's different. So, okay, stop now. We've talked about this, what we saw. Here's what I want to talk about. Talk to me about the emotions that brought up for you. So tell me right now if anyone was excited. You were writing things down in your notebook and it made you excited. I want only the people who felt excited to just write the word me. If you were writing that thing and you were like, yes, this is who I'm gonna be, this is what I'm gonna do. If you got excitement out of that exercise, write the word me so that we can see everybody who's like us, who felt excited, yes, loving this idea. This is, yes, me, pumped, all the things. Yes, lots of people. Now, here's something interesting. Excited people, stop commenting. If you wrote that, if you started to write this, and the negative voice in your head was already at play, right? Did you already have that negative voice? If you started to hear the reasons why it's not going to happen, if you already heard that you're not enough, if you already started to go, this is stupid, I want you to write yes. If you started to get shame out of that process instead of joy, I want you to write yes, because I want to make sure that we see that there's a difference, because people process that very differently. Some people look at their future and get excited, and that's awesome. That energy is going to take you so far. But there are a lot of people right now, you can see them coming through. There are a lot of people who start to write it down and they don't even want to because they know they're like, this is crap. This is garbage. I can envision the future all I want, but I don't have the ability to get there. Look at all of these yeses coming through right now, you guys. So there are two different people that we're going to talk to. My excited sisters, okay? I didn't even check if we have dudes in here too. I assume that we're mostly women.
I'm here.
Dave's here. Jack's here. Cameron's here. But I'm going to keep talking as if we've got both people up in this mix. But my excited friends, you keep it. You got to be those cheerleaders. You are already pumped up for yourself. And in this community, I want you to keep that energy going. But right now I want to talk specifically to those of you who felt anxiety, who got bummed out, who were already starting to think of negative things about yourself. I want to talk to you specifically. That posture will not serve you. You did the work to get here. You signed up for the class. You said, I believe that I am made for more. I think that there's something more possible in my life. You believe that about yourself enough to be here, to find the time. Who in the world has 2 hours in the middle of a weekday? You found the time. You made the commitment. You are here. That is the first step. Your mission this year, more than anything, is to stop beating yourself up. The shame that you're carrying around about past decisions that you've made or who you wish you could be or what you think you wish you could have done, it's not serving you. And I know it's more normal for a lot of us to choose to believe the negative things about ourselves instead of the positive. But let's get real for a second. What does that mean? That means that you're going to show up here once a month and you're going to go through the motions and you're never going to buy into any of it. And you're going to hope, what you're hoping is that I'm going to say something to you that's going to spark, that's going to turn around 36 years of self-recrimination. You're hoping, you're holding out for a hero. You're hoping that a teacher or a book or a podcast or somebody's going to help you love yourself. And what I am saying to you is that you've got to make the decision to fight for it. Because you can keep looking at, you can keep doing these things. And I'm going to guess that most of you have. You bought the gym membership. You read the book. You did the podcast. Maybe you went to the conference. You tried the thing. You keep hoping that something outside yourself is going to change who you are in here. And the only one that's going to change who you are in here is you. And the first step to that is that you have to believe it's possible, and you're not going to believe anything is possible if you keep beating yourself up.